I've been asked a couple of times about the time needed between an anhydrous application and planting corn. In general, the recommendation is at least a couple of days between that application and corn planting. Hi there, this is Jeannie Falk Jones. I'm the K-State Multi-County Agronomist for Cheyenne, Sherman, and Wallace counties. I deliver unbiased, research-based information to you for you to apply it on your farm. Now, the recommendation of at least a couple of days may seem a little wishy-washy because there's many factors that really play into this decision. You may hear recommendations anywhere from plant right away to wait at least 2 weeks. So first, why is this a concern? When high concentrations of ammonia in the NH3 form come in contact with the germinating corn seedlings, it can cause problems for the germination and cause root burn. The conversion of the ammonia to ammonium, or NH4, is pretty quick in the presence of moisture in the soil. Now, there are things we can do to minimize the damage from anhydrous applications, and one is the proper depth of that application. The soil between the injection site and that germinating seed provides a buffer area for that ammonia to dissipate and to convert to the plant available forms of ammonium and nitrate. A study at the University of Illinois a number of years ago showed that up to 400 pounds of nitrogen per acre was applied at depths of 7 to 10 inches. And this application showed only slight stand reductions on the corn that was planted the very same day of that anhydrous application at that 7 to 10 inch depth. However, when 200 pounds, so 200 less than the other application, when 200 pounds of nitrogen was applied at a depth of only 4 inches, stand reductions were still found when the corn was planted 7 days after the anhydrous application. So there was a difference in the depth, and we're seeing those stand reductions from the 4-inch depth over the 7 to 10-inch depth. Moisture also plays an important role in the timing of our anhydrous applications. We need enough moisture at application to seal that soil surface to prevent the loss of anhydrous gas. Also, moisture is important for the initial conversion of the ammonia to the ammonium. You've probably heard that anhydrous ammonia is a water-loving compound. This is why it's attracted to the moist parts of our body, like our eyes and our mouth. The ammonia has a tremendous affinity for water, and water is the key component to convert that ammonia, or the one that we're most concerned about, to the safer and plant-available form of ammonium. All in all, you can see there's many factors that influence the amount of time needed between the application and planting. In general, place anhydrous ammonia at a depth that gives a good buffer between the fertilizer zone and the seed, like at a depth of 7 to 10 inches. And give yourselves several days buffer between the anhydrous ammonia application and planting to give time for the anhydrous to dissipate in the soil and convert to a plant available form. If you have any questions, please contact me at the K-State Extension offices in Goodland, Sharon Springs, or St. Francis, or you can get a hold of me on the K-State Experiment Station in Colby. You can also see what I'm finding in the field by following me on Facebook at K-State Sunflower District Agronomy.